I caught up with your theme, servants who please him. As soon as I read that in Amy Stiles' note to us, my heart went to the verse that was read to you earlier today. For it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. That it's just like neon, that verse jumped out of the memory banks for me. And I had never done a missions challenge in this area, and so my heart went with it. Who are you going to please? There's a lot of people looking for you to please them. Maybe you're seeking to please yourself. May we please him? This Philippians chapter 2 passage, if you'd go to Philippians 2. I know at Appalachian you've been in Philippians 2 many times because it's that great servant passage, and that's who ABC is. Because life is about service. For time's sake, we won't try to chew up the chapter together, but I would like you to hone in on some thoughts about this. Servants who please him desire to respond to him. I hope in this year you've already been on this journey responding to God. I remember when I was in my Bible college days, and I remember some moments. My life had been so up and down and in and out and on and off. I wanted God to use me, but I didn't think he could. I kind of had that inverted pride thing going, you know. Didn't think he could use me. A lot of reasons I thought that way, but long story short, I realized he was at work in me in ways that I began to see. And in devotional life, as I would read his word and listen to him, I hope in your devotion life you're listening for him. You know, he's at work. Servants who please him desire to respond to him. Respond to him this semester. Is this your second week back in semester? So you're just getting going and started and moving back into it and respond every time you sense that work of God in your soul in some way. Respond. Be quick to respond to him. He's at work. That Philippians 2:13, as I already quoted to you, is that key verse for me in this passage that we're going to think about today, and his good pleasure being our desire, and it begins with just simply responding every time that still small voice of God would be at work in you. That's the kind of servant that'll please him. I would take you to this chapter now. And again, for time's sake, I won't have the time to go back and touch fully on this first part of the chapter, but you know it. Our suffering servant, our Lord Jesus, servants who please him live like him. What is that first part? What's that kind of key thought in that first part of chapter 2? Having let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That chapter 2, so full of this truth of not serving ourselves, but in this chapter we have servants, examples of servants. We have the Lord Jesus, the prime one. Then we have Paul himself. We're going to look a little more at that. Then you've got Timothy, and then you've got Epaphroditus. And so this chapter just full of servants who were responding to God's work in them and that which he had for them, Paul and Timothy and Epaphroditus. Let this mind, verse 5, be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. These two points in this live like him thought. Humble. Verse 7, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient. Servants who please him, live like our Lord. Oh, we can never attain it. But we can seek God the Holy Spirit to allow us to keep that as our goal. Be like him. Be like him. Humble. It's not about you, right? It's not about me. It's not about us. The founder of Baptist Mid-Missions, one of the phrases, Dr. William Haas, who was a pastor in Columbus, one of the phrases from his early writings was, the work of Baptist Mid-Missions is not to be about me, it is a work of God. Romans chapter 1, you go to that Romans chapter 1 and just over and over again it says, of God, it's of God, it's God at work. And that's just a wonderful chapter, that chapter 1 of Romans. This is what we're to be like, an obedient, quick to obey, to respond, just respond. Servants who please him, live like him, our Lord Jesus, those first few verses. Then we move into this next chapter. Servants who please him, listen. Dr. Anderson said as we stepped up this morning, as he stepped up this morning, don't you love the quiet? Oh, so few oases of quiet in our world today. I hope you're having your quiet time, and whether it's in a classroom where God would, all of a sudden you sense him working something in your soul, you'll listen. This verse speaks of these things as we hear him. For it is God which worketh in you. And those of you that know the language much better than me, that word worketh is, you can hear the word energy in its original phrase, in original wording. God is at work in you, in me, for his good pleasure, for his glory. This passage speaks of Christ's glory, the exaltation of Christ in the first part of it, and now the exhortations come from Paul. Paul says, he's at work, he's putting energy into you. Now, I've lived a lot longer than you. I guess I've got a bigger rear view mirror, you know. I got more in the rear view mirror than you do. It's amazing to me at this stage and age of life to look back and see how God was at work, and I didn't realize all that God was doing. I was just trying to stay obedient and serving. And you look back and you think, man, God did that. You as students, you don't have that long a memory in, you know, right now, but he's at work in you right now. Be responding this semester. As you would close out this theme in this year, oh God, use me. Not because of who I am, but God, you're at work. You're at work in this world and you're at work in me. Help me, as the phrase, as the passage just before this, verse 12, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It's this thought of God's at work in you now. Now, this divine sovereignty is at work in your life through his word, by his spirit, with the ones around you, the faculty and staff here, your church. He's at work in you. You have a responsibility to be responding in the same way, with energy, working it out. That human responsibility, response now to the sovereignty of God at work in you. What a wonderful, wonderful example we have in our Lord. He's putting energy into you. Are you responding? He's at work. And then we move through this passage. God's at work in you in verse 14. Now he gets real, he begins to meddle, doesn't he? What does he say? Do all things without murmurings and disputings. You know, all right, get with it. God's at work in you. Do his work and leave it with him. Not be a murmurer and a complainer. And when the tough times come, they come too, and God's at work even in those. All of it so that we may be blameless, as it says in verse 15, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. That's this North America theme now coming back. We live in a nation who needs you, where God's at work in you, to find your place, working it out in his will in your life and in our own nation. Holding forth the word of life, verse 16, verse 17 now. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. So the lady warriors begin today, huh? They'll leave it all on the court, right, Mrs. Stiles? Our Christian walk. Servants who please him. Give it all to him. Leave it all with him. Offering it all up. And rejoicing. I can tell you, it's worth serving him. You won't regret it. I'm going to end with a story. I was in the pastorate, and every year we'd have a missions conference, and God was blessing the conferences, and more was being given. And that year I was leading the church, asking them, I would preach on missions for a month before the missionaries came. So I had the pump pretty prime by the time they got there. You know, God was at work in us. And that was my fifth year. I didn't realize, as I asked them to pray, that God would send someone from our church. I had no idea it was going to be me. And that's what happened. That's a long story. Well, I was in a few days' conference. God did a lot in my heart. We'd been in missionary service with Baptist Mid-Mission since. That was 30 years ago. That was a Sunday night when God settled it in my soul. Monday morning, I'd sold an old Jeep the week before, a 64 Jeep with a Willys flathead in it. I loved that. I'll have to be frank, I loved that old Jeep. Didn't want to sell it, but I had to for some financial reasons. And even God was at work in the old Jeep, I found out. When I went down to the bank that Monday morning to put it into the bank, I went to a branch I typically didn't go to. I met a lady that I had never met before, And I laid the check down, and I said, I want to put that in savings for a time. She said, okay, how long? And I said, I don't know. My mind was all on me, because the night before I knew God had led us into missions. I had no idea when we were going, where we were going, and what all was next. But I just knew I was being obedient, my wife and I. She looked at me like a banker could and said, well, you should have that figured out, you know, how long you want it in for. And I just blurted it out. I said, last night God called me to be a missionary. She pushed back from her desk, blood drained from her face, went white as a sheet, and I finally saw somebody else other than me. And I said, you don't know what I'm talking about, do you? I was going to witness. She said, yes, I do. I know the Lord. She was in her 50s. And she said, as a young girl, I know God called me to be a missionary. My dad didn't want me to go. I had a boyfriend who wanted to do something else. I married him. We've had a good life. And her testimony was, I've never felt satisfied. Now, there's a lot you could think about that story, but I'm just telling you a very true story. God was at work in her. And she walked away from God's work within her, and she had been carrying that all these years. For it is God that worketh in you to will and to do his good pleasure. Be willing, because he's at work. And just do it. Just do it.